Who's Hacked? The latest cyber attacks and data breaches covered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. Global News recently reported Canada's Department of National Defense, also known as DND, is probing for potential impacts after a military contractor notified them of a recent cyber attack, allegedly by a ransomware group known as ALPHV, or Black Cat, with Russian ties. DND confirmed that CMC Electronics, a Montreal-based aerospace company, recently alerted the Canadian government to a cyber breach-related incident at their company in late May. Procurement records show the company has done millions in work for the Canadian Armed Forces, and on June 8th, CMC's parent company issued a statement confirming they identified a third-party intrusion into their network that disrupted operations in connection with a ransom demand. Steve, what's your take on this?
Paul, people have to understand that our military in the U.S., and this would be true of the military in Canada and in other nations, they are heavily dependent and collaborate very closely with defense contractors. You know, you mentioned millions. To be clear, we're talking $20 million over the past decade. This contractor has done a lot with the Canadian Defense Ministry. And you really have a whole network of people who are exchanging email, who are collaborating using a myriad of applications and tools. And they are, in effect, as prone to infection and infecting, you know, the Canadian military as their own officers are.
Steve, as soon as I hear the military is being impacted, or in this case, again, as you just described for us, a contractor, I get nervous because we're dealing with weapons, we're dealing with a nation's defense. And even if it's just for, in this Global News article, they said that the motivation is possibly profit-based rather than kind of state secret-based, you know, they just want money. But it's still a very scary thought that they did get in there. They were able to do a lot of damage. And I guess I want to hear from you your thoughts on, is the military more important than a lot of these other things? Because we talk about lots of important infrastructure, healthcare being another one that I know we just talked about.
It's more important, Paul, to the extent that you're talking about life and death. You're talking about protecting citizens. So to that extent, yes. However, oftentimes, in my personal opinion, on the criminal side, it comes down to money, and it's not necessarily, I want to attack a country. Now, that does happen. There is cyber warfare, so you do have hostile nation states that are attacking each other, but then you also have situations like here, for instance, on May 30th, the Canadian government announced that CMC would be part of a team working on an $800 million job to upgrade Canada's 85 CH-146 Griffin helicopters. That's a lot of money. So these are the type of things that the cyber criminals track and they watch. Where's the money?
And it's in the military a lot of the times.
It is. And so the military theoretically is going to be more difficult to penetrate. A defense contractor, perhaps not. But it's a gateway to intelligence. It's a gateway to information that could be extorted. They can threaten to sell that on the dark web and ask for a ransom. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what they're after, money.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
For daily coverage on the latest cyber attacks and data breaches, visit cybercrimewire.com.